ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration canceling student loan debt under a new program that began last summer for qualifying Americans. President Biden today delivering remarks in Culver City, California.
While a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
More than 150,000 Americans enrolled in the plan are receiving the relief this first round. The president's brother, James Biden, sat for a deposition today in the Republican-led House impeachment inquiry into the Biden family business dealings. It comes as a former FBI informant is facing charges of lying to the FBI about the president and his son's finances and having alleged ties to Russian intelligence. Following Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are children, the University of Alabama at Birmingham pausing its IVF treatments until it can review the decision. This is ABC News. Police say a man taken into custody in Arizona for stabbing attacks and now a suspect in a New York City murder may also be linked to other unsolved crimes nationwide.
After his arrest in Arizona for two stabbings and allegedly telling police to Google a high-profile murder in New York City because he committed it, now police across the U.S. are looking to see if there are more cases linked to 26-year-old Rod Almansori. Surprise Arizona Police Chief Benny Pena.
He may be involved with other more heinous crimes.
Story is being held in Maricopa County, where the DA says she will not willingly give him to the NYPD because the crimes in Arizona could be mandatory prison time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Boeing announcing Ed Clark, the head of its 737 jetliner program, is out. He'll be replaced by a new general manager. It comes as Boeing's 737 MAX 9 is under scrutiny by federal aviation regulators after an emergency door plug blew out of a flight in January. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkersCenter.com.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows down to 32 and mostly cloudy. Light winds Thursday, partly cloudy, becoming sunny once more, and highs back up to the upper 50s, northwest winds 10 to 15. With light southwest winds, it's 56 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Police in eastern Wisconsin residents were searching for a missing 3-year-old boy who was last seen Tuesday morning at a home by a caregiver. The FBI's Milwaukee office says an Amber Alert issued Tuesday in Manitowoc County for Elijah View remained active today. Elijah weighs about 45 pounds, is about 3 feet tall, and has sandy hair, brown eyes, and has a birthmark on his left knee. The Two Rivers Police Department says he was last seen about 8 o'clock Tuesday morning by a caregiver at a residence in the city about 30 miles southeast of Green Bay. The department said this morning that the search for Elijah was continuing. Police confirmed the deaths of 2 children in the Madison area. They were among 3 people found dead inside an apartment in Middleton Sunday. The Middleton Police Department and Middleton Cross Plains School District confirmed both were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. Police said out of respect for the family, no further identifying information will be released for now. All 3 victims were shot to death. A 4th male victim is hospitalized with gunshot wounds. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most serious challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. Governor Tony Evers has awarded $16 million in Community Development Block Grant Housing Awards for critical housing rehabilitation projects for low and moderate income households spanning seven state regions. Administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Wisconsin Small Cities CDBG program provides housing rehabilitation funds to seven regions on a biannual basis. These regional housing programs provide 0% interest and deferred payment loans to low and moderate income homeowners to perform essential home repairs. Eligible households may also receive funds for down payment assistance when purchasing a home. Regional CDBG housing awards were made to several regions and lead counties, including $2.5 million to the Central Housing Region in Juneau County, $2 million to the Southern Housing Region in Columbia County, and $3.5 million to the Southwest Housing Region in La Crosse County. Measures that would legalize medical marijuana, spend $125 million to combat pollution from forever chemicals, and allow election officials to speed up the counting of absentee ballots all appear to be doomed as the Wisconsin legislature approaches the end of its session for the year. The assembly plans to meet for a last time Thursday, while the Senate will return for a final day in March. Lawmakers will then quickly turn to campaigning for the fall election under new maps Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed into law Monday. Evers is also considering whether to sign into law a $2 billion tax cut package. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bipartisan measure that requires the University of Wisconsin-Madison to admit all high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other UW campuses would have to admit those in the top 10% under the measure Evers signed Tuesday. The new law is part of a deal reached between the legislature and university in December, also limits diversity positions at the system's 24 campuses in exchange for money to cover staff raises and construction projects. Evers said the new law will help address the state's worker shortage. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate has voted to reject four of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees. This includes a member of the state's Natural Resources Policy Board and a former lieutenant governor who was to serve on a hospital governing board. That brings to 13 the number of Evers' appointees that the Senate has rejected, which has the effect of firing them. The Senate also sent Evers a massive tax cut package, while the Assembly passed a constitutional amendment that would curb the veto powers of Wisconsin's governor. That would ultimately need voter approval. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. A Dane County judge said last summer that the legal language in the ban doesn't use the term abortion, so the law only prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing that ruling. He filed a petition Tuesday asking the state Supreme Court to take the case without waiting for a decision from a lower appellate court. The superintendent of DeSoto Schools is retiring at the end of the school year. Lindsay Gronig said she is timing the retirement with her daughter's graduation from high school. Gronig has worked in DeSoto since 2012 as a principal and superintendent. Recently, the district dealt with controversy over placing an elementary school principal on administrative leave over policy and procedural violations, but the school board decided instead to non-renew the principal's contract for next year. American Queen Voyages is shutting down, which means the cruise company's stops scheduled for this summer in La Crosse won't happen. The company had stops along the Mississippi, Illinois, Ohio, and other major rivers in the Midwest and central United States. The 13-year-old company also provided international cruises outside the area. More people will be coming into the La Crosse Airport. In a Facebook post, the airport announced American Airlines is adding another daily flight from Chicago to La Crosse this week. The airline will also be increasing the size of planes coming into La Crosse to make it easier to handle increased traffic. The move comes after Delta Airlines pulled service from the airport last summer. Airport officials say they're happy to see more flights and more connectivity for Western Wisconsin. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a fire Tuesday morning around 8:20 to a home on East Decker Street in the city of Viroqua. When the department arrived, smoke and flames were visible coming from the attached garage and porch area of the home. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was smoke damage to the whole structure and fire damage to the rear of the structure, which included the garage and kitchen. No injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals has accepted a case to determine if the teen accused of sexually assaulting and killing Lily Peters in 2022 will be tried in juvenile or adult court. A Chippewa County judge ruled that the case would remain in adult court last month, finding that moving it to juvenile court would diminish the seriousness of the crime. The accused teen, who is currently 15 years old, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Lily Peters was just 10 years old when the incident occurred. The Richland School District invites residents to a referendum talk and tour this evening at 6 o'clock at the primary school, formerly known as Doudna School. Learn the facts about the district's two referendum questions on the April 2nd ballot, ask questions, and tour the buildings to see the needs. The referendum questions are focused on a safer, more accessible, and technologically advanced learning environment. If you are unable to attend tonight's talk and tour, three more opportunities will be available. March 6th at 6 at the intermediate school, and two on March 25th at the high school. The talk and tours at the Richland Center High School will be held at 10 and again at 5. You can find out more at richland.referendumfacts.org. Tuesday was Ruth Strzuski Day in Winnebago County. Ruth turned 112 years old Tuesday, making her Wisconsin's oldest citizen. Winnebago County Executive John Damel read the proclamation in honor of Ruth during a birthday party at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh, where Ruth resides. Ruth was born in Washera County in 1912 and was married to her husband Elmer for 66 years prior to Elmer's death in 2003. They couldn't have children, but they enjoyed the company of several nieces and nephews. Ruth says the secret to living a long life is wine, chocolate, prayer, and spending time outside. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Phil Cast of Sun Prairie on ticket number 863.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Maggie Wright, 86 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Walton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a beautiful spring-like late February day we got to have today. My goodness, under a mix of sun and clouds and this unseasonable warmth. In fact, our temperatures today flirted with 60 degrees. And it came close to records, too. The maximum temperature set for February 21st is 63 degrees back in 1930. It's been that long and we just came that close. Now tonight, we'll see more clouds building in and we stay quite mild as lows fall to the low 30s. Which, to be honest, is quite weird because the low 30s is our average high temperature for this time of year. That's not supposed to be the coldest we get, that's supposed to be the warmest we get. Anyhow, tomorrow will start off partly cloudy and become mostly sunny throughout the afternoon, and that warmth, it'll be here still. High temperatures will be a touch cooler into the upper 50s. And by tomorrow night, we'll start to feel a northwest breeze beginning to whip up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. This, of course, is cranking in a cold front. Haven't heard that word much, have we? As it swings through the area, a few flurries could be flying on Friday, but otherwise expect cooler temperatures. Highs slam down to where they should be for this time of year, into the upper 30s. Unfortunately, for Old Man Winter, it doesn't last very long, because by Saturday, we're mild once again, breezy, and climb right back to the low 40s. Which means by Sunday, under a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 40s, it's going to feel like spring once again. And we could be nearing record highs by Monday and into Tuesday. As the storm system nears us, it's going to soar and spike our temperatures into the upper 50s to potentially the mid 60s. We're keeping a close eye on that system to see just how warm we're going to get, but I'll tell you what, behind that, we could expect some rain, especially by Tuesday, and that'll flip to some snowfall for some by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's
mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. 59 our high today, and our morning low 29. Yesterday, we had a high of 55 and no precipitation. Record high for this day set back in 2017 at 63, while a record low of 25 below was set in 1959. Last year, on this day, our high was 34 and our low 14. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:50. No precipitation today, the barometer dipping to 29.80, and we have light southwest winds. Again, it's 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Brandon Woodruff is staying with the Milwaukee Brewers. After all, the right-hander has finalized a backloaded $17.5 million two-year contract with Milwaukee that includes a mutual option for the 2026 season. The deal was completed 3 months after the Brewers allowed the injured pitcher to test free agency rather than tendering him a contract for 2024. Woodruff is expected to miss most, if not all, of the upcoming season while he recovers from shoulder surgery. The 31-year-old Woodruff is 46-26 with a 3.10 ERA in 7 seasons with Milwaukee. The Packers have hired a new strength and conditioning coach. Aaron Hill has spent the last 4 seasons as an assistant in the same area with the San Francisco 49ers. He will replace Chris Jeezy, who was fired after the end of the past NFL season. The Packers had several players with lingering soft tissue injuries like running back Aaron Jones and wide receiver Christian Watson. Head coach Matt LaFleur says it's hoped that the change will result in fewer players missing time with those types of injuries. Veteran coach Doc Rivers said he told the Bucs front office he didn't understand why his predecessor, Adrian Griffin Jr., was fired. Rivers recounted his thoughts during an appearance on NBA Radio's The Starting Lineup show. Milwaukee showed Griffin the door despite a 30-13 record. The Bucs won 2 of 3 under interim coach Joe Prudy and have dropped 7 of 10 since Rivers took over. Rivers is the team's fourth coach in 9 months.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency.
The new rule that rendered Philadelphia's Joel Embiid ineligible for a second consecutive NBA MVP award because he's missing too many games has the potential to create something the league hasn't seen in almost 2 decades. That would be a wide-open MVP race. Embiid was running away with the award when he got hurt. Now, Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo has seen his chance of a third MVP soar. Or maybe the winner will be a first-timer like Boston's Jason Tatum. The seeds are planted for what could turn into quite the race. And there's no NBA player who is not excited for the big stretch heading toward the playoffs. As everybody is entering the stretch run, the All-Star break is over. Games resume Thursday, and the defending champion Nuggets are hoping that this is the time when they can start hitting their best stride. Also, the Chicago Bears have hired Jennifer King as the first female assistant coach in franchise history. She will be an offensive assistant working with running backs. Coach Matt Eberflus filled out his staff by announcing the final 6 members Wednesday. Chris Beatty will be the wide receivers coach. Chad Morton will be in charge of running backs with Thomas Brown, the offensive passing coordinator. Jason Hotteling will be the assistant offensive line coach, and Robbie Picazzo will be the offensive assistant working with quarterbacks and receivers. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on profit-taking and technical selling, giving back Tuesday's gains and then some. Near-term development and harvest weather in South America look non-threatening to beneficial. Domestic crush demand solid, but exports are slow, with Brazil controlling the market. March beans were down 18 and a quarter at 1160 and three quarters. May was down 18 and a half at 1165. March soybean meal is $5.60 lower at $3.42. March soybean oil is down 58 points at $44.83. Corn was lower on profit-taking and technical selling. Corn's watching weather in Argentina and Brazil, which again generally looks favorable. Ethanol and export demand are bullish, but the supply side of the market is bearish. March corn was 7 and 3 quarters lower at 4.11. May was down 8 and a quarter at 4.24 and a quarter. And wheat was mostly lower. The big bearish factors continue to be the slow export demand and the large global supply. U.S. winter wheat's in mostly much better shape than this time last year. March Chicago, the exception, was up a half at 583 and a quarter. March Kansas City was down 8.5 at 577 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was 6.25 lower at 659 and a quarter. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, had a widespread direct business and Fridays on feeder port. April live is up 37 at 87.70. June was 35 higher at 183.30. March feeders were two lower at 251.35. April was 57 cents higher at 255.92. And hogs were mixed out of Thursday's livestock slaughter numbers and Friday's cold storage report. April lean was up 30 at 85.97. The June contract was down 20 at 97.97. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
More.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet Wednesday afternoon, with asking prices still at 184 to 185 in the south and now 292 plus in the north. Bids remain very elusive. While some packer inquiry may start to develop, it's looking like significant trade volume will be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed. Choice was up 43 cents at 297.80. Select down 336 at 284.46. The choice select spread was 1334. estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs closed steady to higher. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $2.37, with a base range of $65 to $74, and a weighted average price of $72.62. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 1,000 on the week, and up more than 87,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An economist with Creighton University says the global economy is impacting farm machinery sales. Ernie Goss tells Brownfield the latest Rural Main Street Index shows ag equipment sales slumped below growth neutral for the eighth time in the past 9 months.
Because of high interest rates, that's resulting in lower rural retail sales.
More news is next.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Deputy.org.
The chief ag negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative says there have been some challenges reducing tariffs as work continues to improve global market access for U.S. biofuels. Doug McCaleb says one of the biggest hurdles has been removing Brazil's 18% tariff on U.S. biofuels. He says he recently met with some of Brazil's leaders and had straightforward discussions.
As a result of that conversation, the Secretary Geller promised to me that he would go back, meet with the Brazilian CAMEX, and to put together a proposal for us on how they might change their direction.
Broiler hatchery numbers were mixed last week. USDA says 244 million eggs entered incubators up on the week and the year, implying a larger supply of broiler chicks in early March. The next set of broiler production estimates is out March 8th. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatoon from Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $205 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We got two online only auctions ending the 21st and the 28th of February at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020. We need listings or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hustatoon. Have a great day.
Starting the 2024 growing season off on the right foot. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed. From selecting the right trait technology for fields to managing pest pressures, there's been a lot of planning that's gone into the 2024 growing season. And this Managing for Profit, Channel Technical Agronomist Tyler Rugdenhill shares some thoughts as planting season nears. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM grain marketing and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, always reserved.
Channel technical agronomist Tyler Vrugdenhill says there are a few things farmers should consider before planting season starts.
Looking at the past few years of history, understanding the weather patterns that we've dealt with in the past few years, and also understanding the pressures that have been present in those fields. For Nebraska specifically, we've had quite a few hailstorm events come through, which pushes disease and inoculum loads on those fields to very high standards. So understanding what threats could be present from a disease or a weed species management piece is going to be critical going into spring, and understanding how to best control those and get ahead of those issues as best we can going into the 2024 planting season.
He tells Brownfield there are a range of issues farmers are concerned about in the upcoming growing season.
Historically, Palmer amaranth and even some of the water hemp species are going to be top of mind. I think tar spot is a disease that has been rampantly moving west every year. So those are all top of mind. And I think when you get specifically into soybeans, white mold and sudden death syndrome are two diseases that are top of mind for everybody, as well as we saw those be very prevalent last year in certain areas of the state. So working with your Channel Seed Pro, you can make the best action plan, whether that's going to be a fungicide recommendation or a seed treatment, as to how to best combat those for the 2024 growing season.
Vrugdenhill says Channel does a great job helping farmers maximize the yield potential of their crops.
Helping not only our seed pros, but also talking with our customers on understanding the risks associated with corn hybrids and soybean varieties on a per field basis. So understanding what the management of those products are going to be in the field that they're going to be placed in, but also understanding, hey, what does a green snap score look like on this product or a Gosta's wilt score? So our seed pros do a very, very good job of understanding the history of that field and the threats that could be associated with it, so they can make the best product selection for that customer.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Why, hello there. I'm Bo Henricks, back with you for a little while longer here on WRCO. 53 after a high of 59 is where we're at. And hopefully you had yourself a great day. Cooling down a little bit tonight, but don't worry. From what it sounds like, we'll be enjoying warm weather again tomorrow. Up next, though, as we hear from Chris Stapleton, this is Broken Halos.
Sing my Sarah.
First time that boy here in town says, darling, just drive.
I swear the gates of heaven just opened up wide. And Lord, I'm glad you didn't pay me no attention when I sent up a prayer of a child's premonition. Cause I've had time to bloom, playing them roses instead. And I'm changing.
That's part two. If I Die Young, Kimberly Perry on WRCO. Still to come this week, Hill Country Classic Power's RSVP deadline is quickly approaching. They will be hosting the 2024 annual banquet Saturday, March 9th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Social time will be at 6:30, dinner at 7. Cost to attend $10 per person, but the RSVP is due by Thursday of this week by calling Deb at 647-8064. Here's Marshall Dane, Good Life.
It's a good life, long as I got you. Come on. Yeah, Mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a good life, long as I got you, girl, it's alright. Rolling down the road like it ain't nothing. Keep them kisses coming, you know that I love it when I see you singing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. Ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home, yeah. He's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia, they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee. Saturday, and I wore the hat on his dash to the game. Sure wasn't Athens, but I fell for him under those kneeling lights. I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door.
Pull me from the edge. tall. The fences abandon all the rules and crash like a fool out of control. So criminal, you could let me drown, but you reached your hand out and you met me in the fire. You fanned the flames up higher, could left me for dead, but you pulled me from the edge. For loving me the way you do, I know I'm reckless, but you must be reckless too. On the hit parade.